Hard to believe we are done with the regular season when it comes to high school football. Week 10 is in the books. That means it's time for OHSAA playoff action. We talked about it, 12 teams from Stark County going to represent in the postseason. And one of those teams, the Hornets from East Canton, and joining us right now via the Wake 'Em Way hotline to talk about his regular season, which was a mixture of everything, and what lies ahead in the postseason, the outstanding head coach, Spider Miller from East Canton. How are you, Spider?
I'm good. How are you doing, Kenny?
Hey, I'm great, and I'm thankful that you're able to join us today on short notice. And congratulations on making the playoffs, having only played 8 games, a 5-3 record, and your season. We followed it, from afar. But you know what, Coach? Take us through what it was like to make it to the end of the regular season and somehow, some way, make the playoffs this year with everything you went through.
I think our kids just fought from the beginning, from the first game against Doubt, where we got pretty well thudded, and they came back, and the kids worked hard. And, you know, in the weight room, in the scouting reports, reading and making sure, watching film, and at practice, they believed that we could keep going, and so did we. And they accepted that challenge with our great leadership from our seniors. And, you know, we just took it a little bit at a time. We got beat by Ridgewood, who's a very, very good football team, in the playoffs. And then we had a run there. And then, you know, we got beat this past Friday by Malvern, who's a very good football team. He's in the playoffs as well. And, you know, but the thing that our kids have done in over the last 6 years is they never gave up. They've always fought till the end, no matter what the score was. They bought into that to give every ounce of energy they have, and the will to practice will take you to have the will to play on Friday or this week, Saturday. So I appreciate our senior leadership, and our offense has moved the ball pretty well. The problem that we've had is some turnovers. Defensively, the last 2 weeks, we've played really well. We dropped 2 missed interceptions that could have changed the game. But those things happen, so we're moving on. We learned some films on this past Saturday, and getting ready to play Black River.
How about the COVID side of things, Coach? Because you only got 8 games in out of 10. Teams outside of your conference and outside of your schedule either played 9 or 10 games, for the most part. How did that affect you, and how were you able to get through that?
Well, I think anytime you don't get to play a game, it makes it tough. You know, it's a bye week, and, you know, you have to be a little creative about what we're doing. And on those bye weeks, which we never been in the basics, but we went back and really hit things that we needed to work on and get better at. And that's what we did. And, you know, I don't know what we would have been. In my heart, I think we would have been, 7-3, but then again, we didn't play those games. But, but our kids fought through it, and they got better. And if you're getting better and you can stay healthy at this time of the year, you know, the playoffs is another season, and it's a different type of atmosphere. You know, you win, you keep going. You lose, you're turning your stuff in. And we don't want to have that, neither does anybody that's playing right now.
Coach, from the last time we spoke, it was August. What was the biggest improvement on your squad, and what really surprised you throughout the course of this season?
I think what has happened is we've gotten better every week through practice. I know the secondary has done a fabulous job, and that's not because I coach them, but they make adjustments on the run, and we try to cover everything you can possibly see in the summer, you know, put it on the shelf, and if we see it, we can come back to it. And last week, I called every coverage. We changed things up a little bit, which I think helped. But overall, we defensively, I'm talking, we've gotten to the football. We swarmed the football, and our kids are thriving on that. Offensively, we are going to pound the football, Our line has done a good job, and the good thing is there's only one senior up there. The rest are juniors or sophomores. But, they've believed in the process, and that's the big thing. And our special teams, I'll be honest, have gotten better too. I mean, you know, in every phase, you know, we've changed a few things here or there, but for the most part, we're just sticking with what we do best and just get after them. And they do a good job of that themselves, getting after each other and competing. And that was the big thing. We, you know, you compete in the winter in the weight room with each other, you compete in those, you know, the spring running and the summer running and, you know, the whole thing. And just, you know, you tell them it goes fast. Well, as you get older, everything goes fast. So you got to enjoy the moment. You got to, you know, appreciate the time you've had together and the brotherhood, and let's continue it, you know, after Saturday. Let's see what we can do.
Boy, ain't that the truth. And talking about getting older, make sure you don't forget to wish your buddy R.A. Mallon a happy birthday, because I know you missed it on Saturday. But
yeah,
I digress. I did.
Someday I might not miss that on a Saturday.
I want to talk about this game a little bit now, Coach Porter of East Canton football, too. Now, I want to talk about this game a little bit now, Coach Porter of East Canton football, too. Now, I want to talk about this game a little bit now, Coach. You're a 10 seed, as Kenny mentioned, 8 games, 5-3, versus a 7 seed Sullivan Black River at 7-3. Obviously, these two teams got to be a little bit similar. Are there any common opponents, or what else can you tell us about this team?
They're, as far as people that we've played, they haven't played, and we haven't played any of their opponents. But, you know, we've seen the same defensive front pretty much the last 3 weeks. They're similar to Buckeye Trail. They're similar to Malvern. They like to pour the ball. They're running a version of the wing T. They got, you know, 30 different formations, but the running plays out of those formations. So we spent, you know, making it simple as we can and letting our kids line up and not have to think, and let's just play. You know, they're well coached. You can see it on film. They're a darn good football team on all three phases of the game. So we're going to have to come to play, which we will, you know.
Coach, somebody told me, and if it's wrong, please tell me. If it's not, I want to get your thoughts on it. Somebody told me you guys have not passed for a touchdown this year. Is that an accurate statement?
I believe so. If I can't remember one, I don't think so.
Right. You know. Okay, so here's my question, Coach. You know, Keith Wakefield made a career out of just running the football, but even they threw for a touchdown, I think, in almost every season he was there. Have you ever had a season where you haven't thrown a touchdown pass to this point?
No, we have not. But, you know, our starting quarterback had an MCL issue, and he was out for 4 games, and he played last week and, you know, did his best, and, you know, he wasn't hurt. But then, you know, Chase Vacco, number 8, was our quarterback. And, you know, Chase can throw the ball, but you know what? If it's working running the ball, we're going to run the ball. And that's what they're going to do. Hell, who knows? We might be done by 9:15. I don't know. You know? I don't know. But that is what they do, throw the ball. Black River will throw, but not a high percentage. You know, you're talking in the 20%.
Right.
So they want to run the ball just like we do. So we're going to have to stay with our blocks and do the things we need to get done.
So how good is your line then? If they know you're going to do it and you still go out and do it and you're 5-3, how good is your line that you're able to get the job done?
I think our line is very, very good, to be honest with you, on both sides of the ball. You know, those guys are coaches. My assistant coaches do a great job with that at all positions. And you know, we're working on it today. It's nice, you know, not that I'm a Saturday night guy that likes to play games on Saturday, but it does give you an extra day to go through stuff. And that's what we did today. And through our scouting reports and film, and, you know, we watch film on Tuesdays. We watch film on Wednesday. We'll probably watch film on Thursday since we play Saturday as a group. So, you know, as much as they can study that film and get to know that guy over top of them, and that's what we're going to do. And we just have to out-technique them. We may not win every battle, but we got to win the majority of them. And they're saying the same thing.
Talking with the head coach from East Canton, Spider Miller, our guest. And by the way, Coach, just so you know, you've made Ken's top 10 in the final poll of the season.
You're in at
number 9 there with a chance to move up when we do our final end of the season poll. So congratulations,
Coach. Would have been at number 8, but we don't know where Sullivan Black River is.
It's an hour and 15 minutes from here. 77.
There you go.
I think it's 224, and you're on it. I don't know. I don't worry about that. I just get the timetable ready, and buses are here, and we go.
Coach, when you look back at this season, okay, with everything that you've been through and to where you're at now, is this one of the most unique seasons for you with everything that you've had to go through, and yet you still came out on the other side in the postseason where a number of teams in Stark County, even with the expanded playoffs, did not make the postseason?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think, you know, where we're at, obviously with the win last week would have put us up in the top eight playing at home, but we're not. So you got to move on and get ready to travel and whatever. And we didn't have a big issue with that when we went to Buckeye Trail, which was an hour and 10 minutes away. So our kids know that. We don't make excuses. I won't let them. You know, we're ready for the challenge. I mean, you know, it's only Monday, and by Saturday we'll be ready to go. I mean, just take it step by step, one play at a time and one practice at a time, and get better. And again, like I said, that's what we've done. We've gotten better. Dealing with all the COVID stuff the last 2 years has been a pain for everybody, but you got to deal with it. And not being able to play two games, which, you know, isn't a lot of fun. You know, you want your kids to play. But you know what? Our kids didn't let that bother them. They came back, and we won some games, and, you know, we're 5-3 right now and making it to the playoffs, and which is good because some of these kids have already been in the playoffs. I mean, you know, I know last year everybody was in, but we've been in 16, 17, 18, and 20, and now 21. So these kids have experienced it. It's a different ball game. Anything goes. You guys have seen a team before that 16. You might have seen a team 12 beat a team 1, you know, or
right. –
You may beat a team 1, so you just don't know. Honestly, I wasn't in big favor of having 16 teams, but I know why they're doing it. I was in favor of 12, and we still would have made it, you know. So, I mean, it's great that everybody has an opportunity to play, but if your division, I think, like, I'm not sure, Jackson, there's only 17 teams in the division or 16, whatever, I'm not sure. So they're all in, which is a great opportunity. It gives us another week of practice with our kids. And even right. Our young kids, we told them that, you know. You get that opportunity to be with them. They're great kids, and that's what you want to do, you know. You don't want it to ever be over, and if you're fortunate enough for that, then you're pretty lucky. But we're going to just take it one at a time and see what we can do on Saturday.
See, that pretty much answers my question, because I wanted to ask you, and I wanted to go this direction. A couple of years back, experienced poised team make a deep run into the playoffs. Here comes the pandemic and everything else, and you lose a couple of games this year. Wanted to ask you about preparation, but instead of getting prepared for the next game, I'll ask you about the experience and how this is going to help this program moving forward. As you just mentioned, you get at least one extra game, hopefully more than that. How important is that to your program as you prepare for next season?
Well, I think it's very important. I mean, anytime you can keep your kids together, number one, with you, and spend that time together coaching them and them giving you effort all the time, I think it's great. I think the experience is better. You know, I mean, we get to practice another week for sure, you know, and we get to spend another week with these kids that have just busted their tails, seniors for 4 years, most of them, you know, and they've all bought into the process. I mean, from the off season to everything, and, you know, you never want to see it come to an end. And unfortunately, somebody, it is going to come to an end eventually, and hopefully that's not us.
Spider, I've known you for years and years. I knew your father when he was at McKinley. You've been a coach you've been at this for a while now. From your time at McKinley to Perry to East Canton now, what have you learned about yourself, your own techniques, your own visions as a head coach at a high school level?
Well, my vision is for our players is to put our players in the best position to be successful and play good disciplined football. You know, be accountable for your position, coaches included, you know, and give effort. When you give effort, you know, you don't have to have any talent to give effort. And attitude means everything. You know, if you got a great attitude and you're going to bring it, then good things are going to happen. And, you know, we thrive on the accountability part, coaches and players included. We thrive on the discipline. We thrive on repetition. That was nice when we didn't have but we utilized that time when we were off those 2 weeks, and we ended up going against our offense good against good to get good reps from everybody, and it takes all of them, the young kids included, scout team. You know, they don't get enough credit, although we try to give them a lot of credit, but they're out here coming with our 33 kids we have, and you know, that's a credit to them to be here, you know, and to take enough pride in East Canton football in East Canton, Ohio, to be here. And I said, we've been pretty fortunate over the last 6 years, you know, to get where we are. And the more you can play, the more experience you're going to get. And that's so valuable.
Well, Coach, we'll have the game for everybody online at WHBCSports.com streaming. So if they can't make the trip to Black River, simply go to WHBCSports.com Saturday night, 7 o'clock, East Canton at Black River. And, Coach, we hope we can bother you.